All righty, thank you. Before we begin, let's put the names with the faces, although I think we have placards in front of each one of us. The panel today will consist of, to my right, Justice Dabney Bagnell, Basil. Did I say Bagnell? That's really...
All right.
Okay, I've called you worse, okay. To my left, Justice D. Michael Wallach, and I am Justice Wade Birdwell. We have one matter today, which has been called, and so we will hear from the appellant at this time.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. My name is, may it please the court, counsel, my name is Timothy Dunn. I'm here representing the appellant to the City of Mineral Wells. In this appeal of the trial court's denial of its plea to the jurisdiction with regard to the appellee's claims brought under the Uniform Declaratory Judgments Act. Your Honors, this is an appeal focused on really whether the legislature says what it means and means what it says. We're going to talk about case law, but the fundamental point is whether or not the legislature's words are to be taken seriously, and as a subpoint, when it uses different words, do those different words mean different things? We would posit that the answer to both those questions is yes, in the avoidance of surplusage, which the Texas Supreme Court and leading commentators have discouraged the courts from pursuing. I don't want to delve deeply into the facts unless the court has questions. Suffice it to say, I don't think they're highly in dispute. In the year 2017, the City of Mineral Wells entered into a lease agreement with QAR, the appellee, to lease an airport hangar at its regional airport for QAR to engage in commercial purposes, which were before the lease referenced as the manufacturer of digital antenna systems, DAS, in the lease referenced as the manufacturer of antennas, in the certificate of occupancy represented as the assembly of antennas. For a while, they did make antennas. And then at some point in time, they stopped making antennas and began using the facility to store costumes and clothing. I think it's briefly worth noting that the burden here is on the appellee to establish that a proprietary function was being engaged in by the city. The Dallas court noted that in Weir Brothers versus Longview Economic Development Corporation, that's 373 Southwest 3rd, 841. But in all immunity cases, the burden is on the plaintiff to establish that there is a waiver. And so the question primarily before the court today is, was the city engaged in a governmental or proprietary function when it entered into this lease agreement? I think we all agree in 1987, the Texas Constitution was amended to allow the legislature to, by statute, designate which municipal functions are governmental. It's done that. It's done that in numerous places. It's done it many times in the Tort Claims Act laundry list, 36 times to be precise. But it's done it elsewhere, and it's done it elsewhere in the water code, in the local government code, and in the transportation code in several different places, including Chapter 22, which we're going to discuss today. Now, Chapter 22 has its origins in 1947, when the Municipal Airports Act was originally adopted. The Texas Supreme Court in the City of Corsicana versus Wren in 1958 recognized that the legislature's designation of the functions in that act as governmental was approved of by the Texas Supreme Court. Justice Birdwell cited that in the City of Gainesville versus Sharp case that he's recently decided.
So do you think that the legislative determination of making a commercial lease on airport property discretionary prevails over the Wasson factors of whether or not the activity is mandatory or discretionary?
It does, Your Honor. The even the Wasson 2 case acknowledges that the legislature has the discretion to make these designations. If the legislature by statute designates something as governmental, in fact, 101.0215C, which again is in the laundry list, states that governmental functions cannot also be proprietary.
So Oxley is just dead wrong.
Oxley is not dead wrong, and I will jump right to it, Your Honor. Oxley has two different analyses. It's not a numbered page numbered case, so I have to do the stars. Star 4 is the functional test, and it goes through, is a retail bank a governmental function? And it's not, and I agree that it's not. But then Star 5, and the Oxy Leasing Court says, next, we're going to talk about location in 22.021A. And then it goes through, does the locational test apply? And the location.
But you can't translate the page 5 holding necessarily to the reverse of what it says. Just because Oxley said, in this case, it was outside the airport property, that doesn't necessarily mean if they'd found it was inside the airport's property, that would have changed the first holding.
No, the first holding, since it was focused only on function, and the functional test doesn't matter where it is. If you actually read 22.002A2, it's just, and the legislature lists these 11 words that you can engage in as long as it's for an airport. It is not your airport, it is any airport.
It says, in operating an airport, 22.021A says, in operating an airport.
Correct. And so that 22.021 is different, and I agree, because 22.021 becomes governmental not because of 22.002A2, but because of either 22.002A3 or 4. A3 is the statute that says any power provided by this chapter is a governmental function. And so what are the powers provided by this chapter? Well, 22.021 is one of those powers. And you're correct, it says, but where it says in operating, that is a predicate to the list that follows. And so it starts.
I agree with that. So doesn't it mean that there needs to be an nexus between the activity and operating an airport because of those words?
No, it says that the three listed items, the subparts of that section, only apply if the entity is operating an airport. So you start from, are we operating an airport? The answer to the question is yes. Which the city owns? The answer to the question is yes. You may lease to a person. That is what happened. And then you get into subparts 1, 2, and 3. So if those three elements are met, then you get into the following elements, number 1 being the pertinent one here. You leased the privilege of using, correct, a portion or space in the airport, correct, for commercial purposes.
In operating an airport.
It does not say that in the statute, Your Honor.
If the words in operating an airport don't have any effect?
No, they do have effect. In that section 1 only applies if the entity is operating an airport. If the city of Mineral Wells owned an airport and leased the operations out to a private party, that statute would not apply.
But it says in operating an airport, blah, 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 a local government may enter into a contract, lease, or other arrangement. So,
correct.
Again, I'm baffled by this. The in operating an airport doesn't basically provide an overview of what the activity has to relate to.
See, but the operation of an airport there is modifying local government in that statutory cadence. And so if it just said a local government may do all of these things, right, I don't think we'd have a disagreement right now. But it requires the local government who owns or controls the airport to be operating that airport.
But there's nothing about location. It could be anywhere in the airport.
As long as it is within the statutory defined airport, which is the runway and the appurtenant areas.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the difference from Oxley, right? So Oxley leasing, it's not in the airport. It's airport-owned property, but we're not using the common everyday definition because, you know, Texas Supreme Court and Union Carbide said you don't do that. Airport in 22 means only the runway or appurtenant areas.
Yeah, but the question is, what is appurtenant? It's not defined.
Well, correct, and so I think we use the common and everyday definition of appurtenant. And so, number one, on page 27 of their brief, they concede it's on an appurtenant area. Number two, you look at the physical differences between this case and Oxley. And we have this case, which is literally a hangar with a little ramp to the taxiway, which is then directly connected to the runway, all within the secured perimeter of the airport. That's not Oxley leasing. Oxley leasing is a retail bank adjacent to the highway, really for highway patrons to go in and do their branch banking at. There's a road here, there's another road here, and then the security perimeter is over here. That's not in the statutory definition of airport.
That bank had been within the perimeter of the airport, would the result of Oxley been different?
Yes.
Why?
Because it would be within the statutory definition of airport at that moment in time, because it would be there, and I think it would be different on the functional test and the locational test. But let's say there was a branch bank inside Love Field that would be there for airport patrons. That functionally is to support airport patronage.
But that's a different question.
I misunderstood your hypothetical then, sir.
Let's assume that, okay, it was completely unrelated to airport function. If it were inside the airport boundary.
Yes, sir.
Then that's the distinguishing factor. Simply being inside the fence is what makes the difference.
It must be for commercial purposes, yes.
And interpreting the statute in this way pretty much makes it an outlier to the way most governmental functions are determined.
100%. This is an airports only statute. And if you look back to the Municipal Annexation Act in 1947, the legislature explains why. Number one, it's an emergency item, and it explains that basically we have to support the aviation industry. It's in such dire straits, it has to start now. It can't wait till September.
Every time the legislature says we're going to make this an emergency measure and we're going to put it into effect immediately rather than September 1st, that shows the necessary state interest to create a governmental function.
Well, the legislature doesn't have to make it an emergency item to make it a governmental function. It can just say it's a governmental function, which is what it did. But I think the fact that it was an emergency item informs the fact that Section 15 of that act is saying this is a governmental function. We're doing this for public necessity. We're doing this for public welfare. All of the check boxes that the legislature says out loud on paper that these are the reasons we're making this governmental. And these are the reasons airports are different. It's establishing infrastructure for the citizens of the state. It's not for the benefit of, and I know I'm trying to get into Wasson, but it's not for the benefit of the city's citizens. It's because the state is out there in this act saying, we need your help, cities, to do this. We're not going to make you, but we're, at the time, it was only tort liability. We didn't have contract dichotomy at that point in time, but we're going to give you governmental protection for these things to encourage you to engage in these airport activities. And so that is why, again, and I can see Wasson is a lease, and Wasson says leases aren't governmental. Of course leases aren't governmental. But if you look at the Ranger case that just came out, it's 2025 Westlaw 994022. What does the court in the Eastland court do? It says, okay, we've got a lease of an airport. And in that case, they looked deeper. What is it? And they said, oh, it's an airport function, so we're going to do the functional test. They don't look at 22.021. Now, the case that did was the Hale case, and I concede that Hale was a governmental, was an airport function, but that's not why the court raised it. The court raised it because they say, well, similar to this case, the plaintiff, I forget which party, the plaintiff in that case had said on appeal, well, this is a lease, and leases aren't governmental, and we don't look any further. And the Eastland court said, no, that's not right. We look at where it is. We look at 22.021. It brought up sua sponte, the Municipal Airports Act, and it said, 22.002A4 applies. That's the super, like, that's just the purpose of what you're doing is about Chapter 22. A3 is any power, and then A4 is the purpose to do any power. It's a bigger circle around the circle. But the Hale Court says, you know, we're going to look at, you know, 22.002A4, that's the big circle, and then 22.021 says, it's a commercial lease in an airport. And they say, we're done. It doesn't do any more analysis. It's like four more lines. And he says, and the court says, this is what we look at. It's a commercial lease in an airport. That, and it's not dicta. It's an alternative holding. It's alternative rationale on why the court is ruling that way. And so it gets there that way as well. And it's so straightforward to the court that it really, I mean, that's the analysis. And I quoted it verbatim in our primary brief.
Counsel, just to confirm what you're arguing. You're basically arguing 22021A1 controls the entirety of this case.
Yes.
We don't even need to worry about the functional test or anything of that nature because this is an express statement from the legislature. But you're reading the in operating an airport provision in that phrase as not requiring the lease that's contemplated by that language to be a part of the operation of the airport. That can be for anything else.
That's correct, because that's not where that language would go in the statute if that's what the legislature meant. It would have gone not in the precursor to the three listed items
well,
and modifying local
reading
government.
Reading it the way you want us to read it, in operating an airport that it owns, a local government may enter into a lease not exceeding 50 years with a person One, granting the privilege of using a portion or facility of the airport or space in the airport for commercial purposes.
That is the
The mere fact that the legislature has granted to the local government entity the authority to enter into that type of lease, leasing space in the airport for commercial purposes, and it doesn't say for airport purposes or for operational purposes, it simply says for commercial purposes. You're saying that that brings it within the umbrella of governmental function?
Yes, Your Honor, that is correct.
Okay. As opposed, and that we should not be reading into that, or the first phrase in operating an airport, that the legislature only intended that commercial to be for purposes of operating an airport.
That is correct, Your Honor, because that opening prepositional phrase, what it modifies is a local government. And so the legislature's focus is on telling you what local governments does this statute apply to? And it applies to local governments in operating an airport. That's it. It doesn't apply to local governments who may have a property interest in an airport and somebody else is running it. The local government this statute covers, this power, imbibed by Chapter 22 and originally in 1947 by the Municipal Annexation Airports Act, empowers only those cities, because that's the governmental proprietary determination, to do these things. And the reason that is, the legislative reason, goes back to the 47 Act, because we're trying to encourage cities to do this. And how do we give them extra protection? We're going to cloak all of these actions with governmental function. And I'll reserve the balance of my time.
Okay. Thank you.
May it please the court, counsel.
So why is that interpretation incorrect?
Because the Oxley leasing case found that the mere fact that the city leased property located at the airport is not determinative of the nature of the activity. They found that the question was it for an airport purpose? They applied the Wasson factors. They stated that it's the nature of the function.
Did they ever reach 22021A1?
They did reach it, and they discharged it for the most obvious way. But to your point, Your Honor, in no way did they suggest that it would change the main holding that you have to
look
at the purpose.
So they literally held that the banking, the literal property that was involved was not a space in the airport, and that's how they were able to jettison any real consideration of Chapter 22.
Yes. I mean, I don't think that they...
I'm sorry. They cited no authority for that proposition either, did they?
No, they did not. They did not. But, I mean, the city's whole position in that case was this is part of the airport. That's why they were seeking immunity. And the holding of the case was...
It's not part of the airport.
Well, I think the holding of the case was that's not determinative. Even if it's in the airport, that doesn't determine it.
But airport's a defined term, and this could come into the concept of what's appurtenant. You know, if you have a corner of Love Field, way out there by the edge of the runway.
Don't just use corner. Use space.
Yeah.
A space in Love Field.
Yeah. Well, that's not the point I'm trying to make, though. Is that you could have a space which a quarter out by the edge of the runway and cordon it off and use it for some commercial purpose, but it's not appurtenant to anything that would make it part of the airport as defined, would it?
Right, correct, and that's what they did here. They decided to lease this area of the airport for purposes unrelated to the airport.
But I'm not talking about purposes, I'm talking about location. It's appurtenant. I mean, the definition of an airport, basically it's the runways where you land and take off. It's the appurtenant area used or intended for use for an airport building or other airport facility or right-of-way. and an airport building or facility located on an appurtenant area. Meaning it has to be somewhere close to what an airport functions as, but if you're out in the far quarter and you're not related to any of the airport functions, that's not appurtenant, is it?
Well, I mean, it does go down to the definition of appurtenant, and it's not defined. You know, an area in the corner of the airport today could be right next to a runway tomorrow.
But you look at the time the lease was entered into, don't you?
Yeah, I think you also say that, you know, this area wasn't used. They didn't intend to use it for the airport. They intended to use it for commercial purposes. That's why they entered into the lease with my client. They entered into a lease with two other people that they admitted had nothing to do with the airport. They were using this area of the airport, and that's in the record. They used this area for commercial purposes.
Well,
I think,
let me go back to Oxley just for a second. Uh-huh. Okay, so the local entity was operating an airport. Would you agree with me? In Oxley, they were operating an airport.
They were operating an airport.
Okay, and it was a local government entity.
Right.
And they entered into a lease, not exceeding 50 years, with, was it Wells Fargo, I want to say?
I think so. Yeah.
Whatever, I think it's Wells Fargo. And that lease granted Wells Fargo the privilege of using a portion of the airport or a space in the airport for the commercial purpose of financial services.
Right.
Okay. And so the Oxley court held that the fact that it met all of those definitions still didn't matter, and it still had to be, the commercial purpose had to be pertinent to operating the airport.
Correct. And I think because they were operating an airport, but then when they leased it to something having nothing to do with the airport, then they weren't operating the airport. What they were doing was entering into a lease to try and make money for themselves. And it didn't have anything to do with operating the airport. So while the city of Dallas certainly operated the airport, this thing that they were doing was not part of that operation. I think the same is here. The city was operating an airport, but when they entered into our lease, it didn't have anything to do with operating the airport.
The lease agreement says this is not part of our operation of the airport.
The lease agreement says basically nothing about the airport. I don't want to waste the court's time. I mean, this lease had absolutely nothing to do with the airport. They did not make airport antennas here. They didn't provide anything to the airport.
It was a former hangar, so it was a quote-unquote space that had actually been more than appurtenant to. It was an area used for landing, area used for an airport building, because a hangar would be definitionally an airport building, would it not?
I mean, I think at some point in the past, but kind of back to y'all's point, and you got to look at it at the time, it was being used to lease out to commercial tenants. And it wasn't being used for an airport. It was intended to be by them to be used for an airport, and it wasn't used for the airport.
But it was a local authority acting as an airport authority deciding how to use a building on airport property.
Yeah, they were deciding
how. Not a part of operating the airport?
That's exactly what happened in Oxley Leasing. It was the city deciding how to use property within the boundaries of the airport, the exact same thing. And what I think the transportation code addresses is, I think, a situation like if you have a Starbucks at an airport. That's a commercial purpose. It's related to the airport. That's operating an airport when you sign a lease with Starbucks to give them a space at the airport so they can service the passengers on the airplanes. That's what the transportation code has to do with. Or if they had, leased out a space at the airport.
And there's just no opportunity here to give adult costumes to people who are using the airport.
Correct. Correct.
The statute doesn't say in using the land on which an airport is located.
Right.
A local government. It says in operating an airport.
Correct.
So how do we define the phrase an airport building? What is an airport building?
Well, I would say it's a building that's used as part of the airport. This
would
was
that
a building.
Include a facility of the airport? A hangar would be a facility in the airport, would it not?
I think at one point this may have been a facility of the airport, but it wasn't used for that anymore. I mean, be no different than if the bank building in Oxley Leasing had one point been used for offices for the airport, but now was no longer used for that. Now it no longer has anything to do with the operation of the airport, and if the city's going to enter into a lease related to that building having nothing to do with the airport, they should not have immunity. As I mean, all of the cases in this area, I mean, the word function occur. I think back to the 70s, you know, conjunction, function, what's your function? I think back to that when looking at all these cases, because function is all over these cases.
Well, the only real function here is where it discusses in 22002, it says subject to chapter 101.
Well, I find
it's talking about public and governmental functions. What are, you know, what are governmental functions?
Well, I find it interesting on Transportation Code section 22.002. The title is public purpose. That's the title of that provision. This lease had nothing to do with the public purpose. This was an area that was leased out to commercial tenants. They were coming and going, having nothing to do with the airport. And section A4 says the acquisition and use of property, blah, 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 for the purposes described by this chapter. So this had nothing to do with the purposes described in the Texas Transportation Code. Again, I think these provisions are having to do with the Starbucks lease, with the Chili's lease in the airport. Those are for an airport purpose. They are related to operating an airport. You know, I mean, I think the Oxley Leasing Court could not be more clear. The mere fact that the city leased property located at the airport is not determinative. And here, that's what we have. It's just the mere fact that this property is at the airport.
When you look at the 22021A1, it talks about a space in the airport.
Right.
It doesn't talk about functionality or use. It's talking geography. And all the definitions that we look at over here under 22.001 are based upon location. I mean, why should we mix these concepts?
Well, I think again, it's all prefaced by in operating an airport. None of the things below it apply unless it's done in operating an airport. So if they're going to lease space in the airport in connection with running the airport, we wouldn't be here today. That'd be a different story.
And that would be consistent with the proprietary governmental function distinction that's spread throughout Texas law.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think I can probably give back my time unless y'all have any more questions. I think that...
Let me ask you, what difference does it make if they made antennas in this space? There's a lot of discussion in the briefs about, well, it might have been a governmental function if antennas were actually made.
Yeah, I don't think it makes any difference. If they didn't make airport antennas, they didn't make...
Well, they did
antennas.
Make airport antennas.
Right. It still had nothing to do with the airport. There was never any intention or plan for this to have anything to do with the airport. So I agree with you. Even if they did make airplane antennas here, it had nothing to do with the airport. They didn't.
Because that seems to be an argument you engaged them with in your brief.
Because we have to respond to it. I mean, they still made the argument that it had something to do with the airport, and we had to respond to it. That's the only reason why we addressed it. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you.
Very briefly, Your Honors, I want to address something I think may have gotten confused. And Justice Birdwell, you mentioned, and I think you read the definition of airport and what it means earlier. And then, or Justice Wallach, excuse me. And so I want to read you from Dallas-Oxley, because remember, airport means the runway or appurtenant areas. It says, the property is not used for the landing and takeoff of aircraft and is not an appurtenant area. It's not in the statutory definition. The Dallas court goes out of its way to say that. So it's not part of the statutory airport, and that's
problem,
what's
the
different.
The problem is in 002.
Yes, sir.
And you focus on 2 and 3, okay? But 4 actually deals with the use of property and privileges related to property, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it says the use for it to be a governmental function must be by or on behalf of the local government or another public agency in the manner and for the purposes described by this chapter. So how is the lease to the antenna people by or on behalf of the local government?
Well, I would preface my answer by saying, well, A3 doesn't require that. And so if it's a power granted by Chapter 22, it's covered.
I understand
covered.
That, but okay. Ordinarily in looking at statutes, you look at where the legislature has dealt specifically with the issue, and here we're dealing with the use of property, and it uses the word privileges, which is specifically used in the lease provision that we've discussed
sure.
as privileges,
sure.
maybe the privilege of use, okay?
Sure.
And so here it appears to limit it, the use issue with regard to governmental functions, to being by the entity itself or on behalf of the entity or some other quote-unquote public agency, not a private commercial purpose. So how are we to look at that when that's the more specific property use provision?
Well, but this is a use of the property that the legislature has granted to the public entity in 21. It is explicitly said, city who's running an airport, you can go enter into this lease and it's okay. That's the disposition under A4. It's referring to the power granted to the local government. And the local government can do these things because the legislature has said the local government can do these things.
But it doesn't refer to it as a governmental function. It only refers to, in defining governmental functions, use by or on behalf of.
Certainly, but it is a use on behalf of the city that the legislature has empowered. And so, again, A3 is just the exercise of a power. A4 is the exercise of that power on behalf of the local government. Well, what has the legislature said the local government can do? It can lease it for commercial purposes as long as it's operating the airport. So it's doing that on behalf of the local government. That's what the legislature has empowered the city to do. And so I do want to address the antenna issue very quickly. That matters again, because I mentioned earlier in A2, it's just for an airport. And so if they were manufacturing airport antennas, it doesn't have to be the city's airport. It can be any airport. It can be an off-premises manufacturing for an airport of any sort of airport function. Those things are covered by the functional test. But in the locational test, again, A3 and A4 empower the city to enter into these lease agreements expressly and again for the legislative purposes described in the 47 Act. The city would ask that the trial court's denial of its plea be reversed and the city dismiss the claims against it.
Thank you. The case has been submitted. We appreciate the argument of counsel. It's been very informative, and we will stand adjourned at this time. Thank you all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.
Thank you.